It's a time of uncertainty in agriculture, but also a time of opportunity. That's according to Rabobank senior grain and oilseed analyst Stephen Nicholson. Input costs are part of the uncertainty.
When you think about what's happening with input costs, the potato industry, of course, has had your challenges last year, and you're going to have them again this year. You're seeing that across all spaces. All commodities are seeing that around the world. And one of the things that we have to worry about and think about is how do we mitigate those damages?
Nicholson says it's normal for farmers to think about their revenue, but understanding cost of production is important too.
And understand where you are. And we started talking last spring about, you know, the input cost, because we saw this coming and said, yes, I understand you don't know what that input costs, you don't want to sell it, but what would be the worst case scenario? Put that down on the back of your envelope if you haven't figured out. And if you have an opportunity to lock in profit, do it. And so that's, you know, potatoes is different a little bit that way, but you need to think about it that way and think about it from a holistic point of view.
Grafton, North Dakota-based Campbell Farms co-owner Tom Campbell is attending the summit. Campbell says rising input costs are a challenge for growing fresh potatoes, but the markets have been a positive.
So we just pushed them up to $22 in red A's, and yellows are nice, although we did suffer about a fourth of a crop reduction because of the drought. So we hope to offset that, not quite, but enough to be okay. But it's always, you know, a good market's nice, but it also takes lots of quantity and volume to offset that, and we're short. So we're picking and choosing our best customers and trying to get the maximum revenue, putting a lot of it in consumer packs. We do that, you know, going directly to the chains and so forth. So it's been an interesting year, and I think it's going to be good. Quality's good. Transportation's short and tight and very expensive.
Keep following our coverage of the Potato Expo this week as we report on Facebook and Twitter. The Red River Farm Network's coverage of the event is presented by AMVAC, Corteva Agriscience, the National Potato Council, Gowan USA, and Manecto Plus Insecticide from Syngenta. Reporting agriculture's business from Anaheim, California, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.